Learning to Teach. Hello again, everyone. Welcome for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
It's a blast so far. These trips have been my best memories from the program, and I'm looking forward to creating a lot of new ones here coming up.
For some students, it's not always easy to figure out what career they might choose, but ag education major Nate Repet says his involvement on the farm in Pennsylvania and his involvement in 4-H helped influence him.
I did not have ag education in high school, but I was exposed my sophomore year. And when I first saw that ag teacher, I thought, you know, I don't really know what you do, but I want to be like you one day. And that I found I was able to couple my interests in youth development and teaching and filling this need I saw in agriculture, and I was able to combine that together in ag education.
Nate Repet will graduate with a degree in ag education, and he and six other students from Penn State University have been traveling in Tennessee as part of the university's Domestic Study Away program, where they visit different states each year to learn more about agriculture education across the country.
Ag programs vary greatly from school to school, and let alone county by county or state to state, and just depends on that local region. So we're down here to broaden our horizons because there is a national shortage of qualified ag teachers, and we've placed students in 15 states over the past 5 years. So it's our program goal to prepare students to be able to go out and teach in whatever state they might like.
Repet says as part of their trip, they've been visiting various high schools in East and Middle Tennessee, looking closer at the ag education programs and including job shadowing ag teachers for a day in Nashville to see how ag is taught in urban settings.
It's a blast so far. These trips have been my best memories from the program.
For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.